You gotta take it easy. Live your life. See, we may not.
Is Stan here?
We may not sound like Stan Walker, but
Stan,
we can
get out of here.
We can smell like him, cause Stan.
Yes, sir.
He has a cologne, and the cologne is available at Chemist Warehouse. You want to be Dan Carter? They got their cologne too. They're all down there. Chemist Warehouse, man. You guys got everything.
Absolutely. And proud sponsors of the morning shift.
I wasn't actually trying to sing because I'm way better.
With Chemist Warehouse.
Let's push.
Give me some.
Let's go.
Never fold.
10 toes down, baby.
You know who it is.
I'm trying to be like you, mother.
Shush. It's too late to turn back now.
The morning shift. Powered by Uno Media.
Yes, kia ora, good morning, good evening, and everything in between. It's a Mahi Monday. We're here for our morning shifters, from our moosters to our sisters. We're back for another show just in case you missed us.
Do the dishes.
It's all powered by Uno Media. Let us be your serotonin today.
Kia ora, whānau, stay blessed.
Don't stress.
We've got you like a... We've got you covered like a sundress. Welcome to officially the number one show. If you call down under your home, welcome to New Media, the people's media.
Let's push.
Say no more, take your shoes off at the door. Everything you want, nothing you don't. Real people, real talk.
And if we ain't number one in the charts, hopefully we're number one in your hearts.
Let's get it.
Let's get it, baby.
I had a good weekend, baby.
So hey, did I.
Hey.
So
hey,
the mark,
hey, man,
good
one
moves
for the ages.
Bloody oath,
had a good week.
Hey, what is on the show today for a Mahi Monday?
You better tease me,
Jordan. We got some news for people in Australia.
Australia
people are on the way.
One word, 660. I don't know if that's two. Is it joined together?
What is it?
660.
We'll let you know a little bit more about that, Jordan.
Hey, you've got
an update.
I got an update
with somebody that you spoke to.
If you listened to the show last week, which you should have, I went and saw a spiritual person.
Ooh.
Now, I'm not willing to say everything that was said, because I think something should be sacred, but I'd love to have a little chat about the meeting that I had. It was awesome. It was really awesome.
Oh, I'm excited to hear
now,
about
now, Brock, you have another world exclusive.
Damn.
Hey, you've been doing this on your own. Like, you told me today, and I was like, hey.
I was grinding a little bit.
Why don't you add me in the chat?
No,
like, what's going on? Like, you're doing this on your own.
Cyril Riley.
Cyril.
I love it. I'm going to start singing the whole show. So where it be? You know the song. We have a world exclusive. He gave it to us. The thing about this, though, is it's not dropping. You're only going to hear it on the morning shift. You're only going to hear the song, and I'm the only one who's heard it, and trust me, big vibes on
you know
way.
What I like about that? We played big Cyril vibes. For a vibe, and it took off on TikTok, thanks to the shifters.
Celine.
And he saw that, and he's just like been talking to you, like, nah, I got to hook the shifters up again.
But he was like, big
I
trust.
I feel so cool.
So we got that on the show. Then, Mark, just to wrap it all up, it's a sports chat of all sports chats.
We got sports. Woo! Plenty of sports.
Up the NIB Blues, Opiki champions.
Bloody hell, we got a big show.
Talking to Caitlin later, too.
Yes, Caitlin's there, too. And Cinderella Rafella is on the way as well. But we always start the show with an absolute void. And Jordan has those honors today.
Speaking of Cyril, we don't need Brooke to sing. Cyril. Let's just play it out. Oh, Cyril to me, because I went to school. Hey, Cyril, baby. Shifters, it's a Monday. We gotta play this out. However you're feeling, I hope you're feeling better now. Let's move. This is Cyril, if you didn't know. Hearing more later. This is my cousin.
Let's move.
Step with me. Let's push. Shifters, get that energy for your week. Sometimes it is how you start.
Baby, I'll do it for you.
Stop right now. Let's push!
Hey, we're gonna have a good one today.
We got a great Monday. Monday up in store for you.
Oh, I'm excited for it. Mark, with a big heart and a big smile over there, how was your weekend?
Guys, I am now a koro.
So,
congratulations to my boy Ozaya and his partner, bringing Wee Honey into the world, and she is absolutely perfect. Honey. Yes.
Do you know what's funny?
What?
Is that, sorry, I'm hijacking this quickly. I had a friend that was really keen on naming their baby Honey.
Oh.
And then they saw that your granddad was like, I can't do it. We got to go.
Honey is the perfect wee angel, but I do have to warn you boys, I'm changing. I've got to change my circle of friends. I'm now a granddad. I need to start doing granddad things.
What are granddad things?
I don't know. I need to find me some granddads to hang out with.
I think you're pretty granddad. Nah, like you're in a war with a cat right now. Like,
yeah, well, this is. I guess I am living half the dream, but I have to warn you. I mean, you boys come around to my house 10:45 Saturday night. What'd you find?
Mark was asleep.
I was asleep 10:45. I'd done the Warriors. Ooh. I was old. I was in my bed. I come out to see you guys at the gate. I was wearing underwear.
Yeah, we're a sight for sore eyes.
It wasn't dark enough.
It wasn't dark enough. Let me tell you that.
I'm finding granddad energy right now. But no, I am so happy. My heart is full. Just blessed. Feeling blessed after a beautiful weekend.
Poor Mato Mark, like, just became a granddad, going to sleep early, and then me and Brooke call him to get alcohol for our friends who are trying to kick on. I wasn't drinking, but I get to drink next week. Can't wait. But Brooke needed some, couple more. And
I most surely did, Mark. I appreciate everything.
I felt like when we called Mark on the phone, like, he was a little bit like, what are you doing? Like, grow up. Like, that buzz. But when we got there, he was like, I've got some stuff here. Come to the garage.
Come to
like,
the garage.
That's my God.
Well, you got an endless gift. Like, the amount of things you have in that garage.
Don't tell everyone, Brooke.
He gave us that look too when we got on the. He got us that look when we got on the Uber. Like, oh, I remember when I was immature.
That's right.
You know, those ones, like, he was like looking down on us.
No more helldivers for you, man. No more helldivers for you. How was your weekend?
I had the best weekend. Got to went up to Mangawhai on Friday for a friend's birthday. I had to come back. We were supposed to go to 660 in Mangawhai, but I had to come back to go to my sister's final, which they won. Mm-hmm. Very, very proud of her. We'll talk to her later. And then, like, we randomly got Scissor tickets, like, quickly. So we went to Scissor, and I was just stoked that the crowd was just so live, you know? Like, she's one of the biggest artists in the world.
And you think about it too, like, sometimes you do massive build-ups knowing you're going to a concert. Sometimes it's the random ones you turn up to where there's less expectation, where you weren't planning it, and you just bowl on up.
Oh, totally.
Heartwarmed.
And I think, like, for an artist like SZA, like, she is so, like, in the pocket of, like, her art, you know? And, like, to hear, like, those songs being sung out loud, word for word, it was so loud. I would have appreciated if she, like, I don't need to say that. Like, she just sung the songs, you know what I mean? But, you know, sometimes you want the artist to stop, you know, break it down a little bit, say it's first time and whatever in New Zealand.
Do we know about her relationship status?
Whoa. I don't know, but
because I was really there, like,
I'm done going to concerts with Brooke. I'm done going to concerts with Brooke.
Why?
Okay. Because this guy, he's just like, he turns to me at some point and he's like, I could do that.
Hey.
Like, what does that mean? Like, he thinks he could, like, sing in front of everyone and have this kind of response. And then he goes like this. He goes, no word of lie. He goes, hey. And he, like, looks around at the crowd, like, 360. He goes, looks back at me. He goes, this could be us. I go, shut up, bro.
Because I've never once thought that in my life. I really looked around, like,
yeah, this could be us.
This could be us one day, Jordan.
We got to keep going.
Oh, like, shit. And then, in reflection, maybe not so much. Maybe I take that back. But she was an absolute vibe.
The other thing, we had a busy weekend in hip-hop. And honestly, there's just too much for me to go over the show today. I got to break this down tomorrow. Drake has responded. Rick Ross then responded 2 hours later.
Everybody on board.
And at first, you've got to let the bars settle a little bit, because when you watch the breakdowns, you realize a lot more is being said than what you think you hear. So hip-hop's back, baby. They hate each other again, and we love it.
That may have been the mistake we made with J. Cole straight out the gate. You know, we didn't give it a bit of time to marinate, to think about it, to bang. And then all of a sudden, you know,
he
came out a second time around being like, man, I feel bad about what I done. And, like, then it changed the full complexion.
We're going to get that breakdown tomorrow, but just not for today. Just wait on it. It'll be all right.
Oh, I love that.
What about you, Brooke?
Nah, I was with Jordan on Saturday night at SZA, and that set up my Sunday. I'll tell you that much for free, but my mum's up here this weekend.
Oh, bless.
Yes, because...
so don't take mum to SZA. That's crazy.
No, that's normal. I love my mum, but she's up here. She's babysitting. I got mum up here for the week, so My heart is full too, man.
It's going to be a good week.
Yeah, it's very.
Is she going to hang with you or no? Nah, she's not keen.
She's hanging out once. She doesn't give a damn about me at all.
But let's get into Daily Bread.
That's right, folks. Daily Bread, breaking bread with the news of today.
And today is April 15th. That is 106 days deep into the year, 260 left to get her done.
Get her done.
It's World Art Day today. Appreciate the art around us.
And that's one thing I struggle to, like, are we talking about paintings
yes,
and stuff?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I honestly, I wish I could. Maybe I'm just not an appreciator of the finer things, but I do not get when someone looks at a drawing and I feel like I could have drawn it and it's like $1 million.
They say beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So like
I'm the beholder
hear
of my
what
eyes.
You're saying. Exactly.
I'm the beholder of my eyes.
And I think there would be art, Jordan, that you would look at and go, oh, where? It's mean.
But you know those ones that look like
that ain't for you.
They not, just threw it on the painting?
Totally. That ain't for you.
But I saw
that
a red,
ain't for me.
That
ain't
for canvas last week.
But that is for someone. You know what I mean? That is for someone. But today, World Art Day, it just encourages people's curiosity.
Hey, shout out to Banksy.
It's Banksy, though.
That's what I'm saying. Mm. Casual. Casual. Mm.
It's also Titanic Remembrance Day. I don't know the date actually the Titanic went down, but for some reason it's
that's a rabbit hole, that one.
Titanic Remembrance Day.
Little hint about Cyril Reilly. Something to do with Titanic.
Hang on, go back to Titanic. Do you know about the Titanic? Have you looked into that little conspiracy?
I have seen the movie. And
no, not the movie, Mark.
I read the news story, but I have not done any more digging.
You'd be very interested because apparently the people that are on the boat were against the world banking, the reserve bank system and how things were going on. They were all on that boat.
Oh, was it like a work?
And they all died.
It was a work cruise.
Guys, just go watch TikTok or YouTube or something and you'll find the truth, all right? Okay. It is interesting.
And finally, it's Take a Wild Guess Day. Don't worry about being right. Today, you can just take a wild on.
I've been waiting for this day my whole
this
life.
This is it. Take a stab.
I'll take a wild guess. Those guys against the banking system got killed on the Titanic. My daily bread for today, this was just a report, saw it on WorldStar. Vietnamese real estate tycoon sentenced to death. And $12 billion fraud case. According to reports, ooh, Vietnamese court sentenced real estate tycoon, I might say this wrong, Chuong Mai Lan to death over a $12.46 billion fraud case, the country's biggest for embezzlement, bribery, and banking violations. Vietnam ain't playing, eh?
$12 billion, yeah.
It's like, no, you did.
Oh.
Like, you know, like.
Yeah, that's.
Like, well, we can't do life. Like, oof. It's auntie, too.
Oh, where?
Oh, really?
It's not a. Yeah, it's that I'm in New Zealand.
Yeah, $12 billion is $12 billion. Hey, speaking of $12 billion, well, first of all, New Zealand lotto went $30 million. You guys see that?
Went yeah, over the weekend. I heard.
Yeah. One family won it.
Congratulations.
One
to
family
won it.
Or one person?
Oh, one person.
I'm happy for whoever won it.
Masterton, I think.
Masterton sounds like a place. Yeah. Sounds like a good place to win it. No.
You think that's a lot of money?
A lot of good wineries in Masterton. It's probably one of the winery owners.
Struggles are real all over the place.
Someone in America, true, they won their Powerball, $1.326 billion.
Oh, yeah.
So they'd probably get like 600 of that, eh?
It was 621 million is what they end up getting after taxes, yeah. Because we don't get taxed here in New Zealand, but they do in the lottery system in America.
Oh, that's dumb. 621
million buckaroos.
Is that if you accept it all up in one payment?
Look at him, look at him.
Because I do believe there is a sum where you can get it in installments and you don't pay tax on it.
You're right here, Mark. So
thank you.
The option for the lottery winner either to take
you
home the lump sum option of $621 million or receive payments over 30 years and then you get the $1.36
no one
billion.
Would ever talk about the payments over the years, though. Like, in these times, the world could end, you know? You'd be like, damn, I should have taken that lump sum.
Actually, that's a very good
give
point.
Me the money.
Hey, yeah, last one before we go. Sorry, I just saw mine. Oh, you got another one?
Yeah, I got another one too.
I'll go, let's go.
I'll go, okay. It could be the end of a TV show that has been huge here in New Zealand for a long, long time.
I was going to say that, so you good. You him.
Shortland Street, ladies and gentlemen. A staple here in New Zealand. A product that we have been... It's a staple.
Is it though?
It's a product that...
I don't think it's been a staple for 10 years.
It has been put on our TVs at 7 o'clock every night religiously for the last 30-odd years. Could potentially, Jordan, be leaving our screens.
That's sad.
Like, when's the last time you watched Shortland Street, bro?
My mum watches it every night. I'm not allowed to call between 7 and 7.30.
Yeah, but mum's got Netflix and stuff now. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't... Nah.
But still, that's the great opportunity for young Aotearoa actors to cut their teeth in a production that is quick turnaround. You know what I mean? Like, that's a missing opportunity for a lot of people. I say a lot of people. But there's plenty of people who be working on set. There's plenty of people who, you know, learn their craft from there.
That's go on to other things, the KJ Apples of the world.
I don't think people know that the government actually gives funding to Shortland Street. So I think that's why
they get New Zealand on air funding.
Yeah, is like because it's a staple. Like they need to fund it, and I think because of such low, like people aren't watching TV anymore in that spot, they just can't give as much funding anymore. Which is,
are you sure?
Yeah,
they must have TVNZ.
In a statement to Stuff, spokesperson said Shortland Street is a commercially funded show, paid for entirely by TVNZ's advertising revenue.
Oh wow!
But TVNZ. Government gives money to TVNZ.
Oh, under that part.
Yeah, under that part.
And then obviously with ads and how much money is coming through with revenue, it's hard to continue to pay for a show like Shortland Street. So it says it's unclear. There's no date. It's nothing in. It's all hearsay at the moment, but potential that Shortland Street.
Old media had a run, though.
May not be.
Honestly,
much longer.
Old media had a run. Like, let's respect that. They had a run. Mm-mm. And that's awesome. All right, that's your Daily Bread. Breaking bread with the news of today.
This is The Morning Shift.
We got some exciting news, Shifters, and anyone else that wants to hear, because they'll be excited about this announcement. We got the email over the weekend. I said, Morning Shift, it's time to announce.
What are we announcing?
The 660 Sessions Australian Edition.
Oh, get in! Get in my face!
Australia, they're coming to ya!
They're going to the big smoke, but the little town.
Yes, they are.
Very excited to announce this off the back of the success of the New Zealand Grassroots Tour that's just started.
Incredibly well.
They've announced, here's where they're going, Shifters. Here's where they're going. They're going to Cairns.
Cairns, that's where I lived.
I would say Cairns, dope, but Cairns, Darwin, Townsville, Rockhampton, Sunshine Coast, Bryan Bay, Gold Coast, Gosford, Coffs Harbour.
Stop. You can't just call it Bryan Bay.
Why?
Because it's not Byron Bay.
Byron Bay.
But it's spelt like Bryon.
How does it spell? Hang
on a sec. It's on this poster. Oh, we've got a typo. It's spelt B-R-Y-O-N. Bryon.
They've done it wrong.
It's not you. 660. Hey, guys, sort that out.
Sorry, guys.
Unless it's not Byron Bay. Yes, there is one. And then we're sorry.
It might be Bryan Bay.
Oh, maybe it is.
Because it's... But anyway.
Byron Bay is small too, so...
Guys, let me finish. Are we back? Energy back up?
Go.
Bryan Bay, Gold Coast, Gosford, Coffs Harbour, Newcastle, Wollongong, Canberra, Ballarat, Torquay... I might be saying that wrong. Torquay.
Wollongong.
Torquay. Frankston. Broome. Fremantle. Rockingham. Scarborough. Two shows.
I can tell you this much for free.
I've never heard of those towns, so it's definitely grassroots.
When you Google Bryan Bay, it comes up as, have you spelt that wrong? It's Byron Bay.
And it goes Byron Bay, Gold Coast. So yeah. It's definitely Byron Bay.
It might be that. But on the line now, we have Chris from 660, one of the boys, quickly checking him about how the tour's going and exciting news about Australia. How you going, bro?
Yo, what's up, guys? You guys all right?
Yeah, we're going good.
I'm fine. I'm doing great. I'm worried about you. I'm concerned about you. How are you doing? I mean, really doing.
Hey, I like that. I actually had a really great weekend.
I had a great weekend too. I'm glad to be here.
Sport's been great. I went to Scissor, and yeah, we are good, but thank you for asking us. I like that.
Oh, bro,
it was good, but you know,
I fell in love. But outside of that, she was great. I really enjoyed it.
I love that. Chris from 660 is checking in on us. I love that. But if we could check back in on you, how's the tour been since starting, bro? I know you started in the far upper north, you're making your way down. What's the vibes like? How are you guys feeling?
It's awesome, man. We're loving it. Every town is just so cool getting out. I'm seeing some places I've never been to before, and obviously just meeting a bunch of really cool people, you know, like in a way that we never really get to, because it's hard to shake everyone's hand when you're at a stadium. So it's cool, you know, just rocking them down to the Foursquare, kind of, you know, signing babies' shirts and stuff. And we're signing a lot of Crocs. That seems to be a weird trend that's happening. Is kids giving us their Crocs to sign. So I don't know if that's a thing that's been happening for a while, but it's happening to us.
Yeah, awesome. What's one part of the country you've seen for the very first time you've gone, okay, that was pretty cool?
Oh, I went to Cape Breton.
Yeah,
and it was unbelievable. It was profoundly beautiful. Mm. Where the two oceans meet, I was just staring. I was just dumbfounded by how beautiful it was. It was really quite moving, actually.
Yeah, it's beautiful up there, bro.
That is awesome. I was talking to my partner last night, bro, and she was like, you know, on this tour, like, how are they making money? And I was able to tell her, like, no, this wasn't a money play. This was a people play. Like, you interacting with kind of these local spaces, like, what's it doing for you and the boys, like, personally, you know, like?
I mean, as a band, it's really made us kind of appreciate how much, you know, and like, it's the same for all of us. We've got artists that have helped us through rough times and songs that have touched us, or maybe, you know, it's a song that, you know, they got at their wedding or at a funeral or all that kind of stuff. And just being able to hear these stories and meet these people and seeing how important music is to them, and then in particular our music, is it's quite humbling, really. And I know people say that and it doesn't make any sense, and I couldn't define why it's humbling, but it is truly humbling.
Love that.
Bro, this is the very first time the group looks a little bit different. How's it going? Your role's a little bit different. You're on the drums. No Eli, for those who didn't know. Eli's not with the crew anymore. Yeah. So, but what's it been, like 2 weeks without him now? Like, well, you've been touring. How's it been?
Surely you miss your bass, bro.
Oh, I do. Oh, look, I miss my bass a lot. And I really miss Eli.
Yeah.
I really miss Eli, man. Like, you know, he's my boy, he's my brother. Me and him would always go out and have a drink after the show or before the show and during the show. But, I'm missing him. And, but it's been going great. I'm getting better as a drummer. Like, I started off okay, but I think I'm getting better every show. And, it's actually just been a heap of fun. That's honestly wicked.
Chris, as you're sort of making way down the country, are there any things that, like, that you're finding, like, you're improving with or bringing in new stuff because of the fact that, you know, you're starting to learn as you come down, you know, what's working and what's not? Is there anything that people who, you know, are looking forward or have tickets on them at the moment can be like, oh, mean, that you've kind of learned as you've been going?
Yeah, I mean, lots of stuff, you know, just that, even in terms of how to play certain songs. Eli had a particular way of playing. He's a very good drummer, but he's a very different drummer to me. So figuring out how to make these songs my own whilst also kind of not disappointing people, you know, songs like we played on your podcast, like we played Forever, you know, it's just slightly different. It's got a slightly different groove to it.
Definitely.
And those are all growing and changing every night. And so, and we're playing a bunch of new songs too, which is dope.
That's been really exciting. Yeah, no, definitely. I think we're going to come to Tauranga, bro. That's going to be our show. But before we let you get out of here, I know you're busy. You were on the road. We're so happy to announce that you guys are going to Australia and taking Grassroots Tour to Australia. I know.
Hell yeah! I cannot wait.
Yeah, totally. Were you born in Australia? Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah. Yeah, so I grew up in a place called Darwin. We're actually going to go play there, which is epic.
Wicked.
Like, bands never go to Darwin. Like, when I was growing up, it was like no one would ever come. You'd see the Australian tour poster from some band you like, and it was every other city. And so I'm so stoked to go back there, show the boys my home. And I was born in New South Wales, so like just up from Sydney. So we're going to be going all around that area, and it's a real grassroots thing for me, which is really, really cool.
Nah, definitely, bro. We're loving this tour. We've loved being able to partner with you guys to get the word out, and I just hope that this tour also just brings us new music and new vibes and new energy for you guys to just keep killing it. So thank you for your time, bro.
Legends.
And stay safe on the road.
Anytime.
Cheers, brother.
Anytime. Love you guys.
So, bro.
Cheers, bro. Love you too.
So dope. That's so dope.
Love the boys. That. Jealous. Hey, we got to go on that one soon, man.
So here's how it works.
Australia, we got to come.
Here's how it works, because this is exclusive stuff. So at midday today, the pre-sale link for that Grassroots Australian tour will go on our Facebook Shifters group page.
So we get it first.
We get it first.
We get it first.
Again.
You get it first.
Yeah. So that will be posted at midday today, and then it will go until Wednesday. The link will be available till Wednesday when they go on sale for general public. The code to buy the tickets is Grassroots. Okay, for that pre-sale link in our Facebook group page. And Brooke, how do people join our private Facebook group page?
Head over to Facebook. It's a private group. We'll chuck you all in there. Everybody is welcome to the group.
What he meant to say is head to any of our social media pages and the links in bio, and you can click on that link, and then you can join on Facebook.
And you know what? If that isn't a typo, if there is in fact a Bryon Bay, then we should go over to Bryon Bay and learn everything there is to learn about it and go and have a look at the show. How does that sound?
I think it's in the plans that we get to one of these shows.
Let's go to Bryon Bay then.
I was looking to the manager like, well, I didn't say that. Wow, I was about to lie. But in my head I was going, you guys. You guys gonna shout us or? We still new media, baby. You know, the budgets ain't like massive yet.
Oh, I'm jealous.
But we love that. Shout out to 660 Grassroots Tour Australia coming soon.
Oh.
This is the Morning Shift.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for
Othello.
Oh, it's going to be a good day when we can get that out.
Little chicken, as we
little do. Little chicken. Update, if you will, on our Cinderella or Fella. We each month, we throw out three clues looking for a Cinderella or Fella to win a wonderful prize. If those clues do indeed fit your lifestyle, your life story, as Cinderella fit the glass slipper.
The glass slipper.
So what are we looking for this week? Well, I think we're into week... three. This is week three.
That is week three.
Of Cinderella. So, Mark, what were you after?
I was after a 26/27-year-old male.
Okay. Jordan?
How can they be the same age at the same time?
Slash, meaning or.
Oh, you.
You opened it up.
Oh, there's a lot for you. That's kind of harder. Usually Mark's the one that.
I know. I get accused of being the tough one.
Me, because I want to make it easy. And I want to give away this JBL speaker that's worth $800 and absolute vibes to any party. Just someone who has a job. You just have to be employed.
And me, because I want to give it away and make this super easy as well. All I was after was someone who can get us an A-list celebrity. An interview with an A-list celebrity.
Oh, question, because we have had someone come through.
Yeah, we're going to say who that is, because we said no.
Have we said no, though?
Well,
Brooke is really going to be the decider on this for a change, because
yeah,
I'm
Brooke,
usually...
actually, you're right, Matoma.
I'm usually the villain.
Who did we say no to, Brooke, that you said no?
Are you saying no?
We got enough, yeah.
To this person being an A-list opportunity, because everything else fits. We have an employed 26-year-old male who has contacted us and asked us whether Seth Rollins, the wrestler, is A-list enough for us. Do we have a winner?
Yeah, I didn't.
Stop flipping your words like that. A-list enough for us. No, that A-list in general.
No, just for you then, sorry. Because I would say yes. Wouldn't you, Jordan? That to me is A+. Ooh, it's a bus. No, it's not. It's
tell
a
me
box.
His signature move.
Pardon?
Tell me his signature move.
I love
exactly.
It when he does the choke slam.
He got him.
You mean the curb stomp. Okay.
Hendo told you that in your ear. What are you talking about?
Look.
The joke, Sam.
He's dope. Like, I would love to have Seth Rollins on in the show.
He's dope.
But when you go A-list, I think The Rock is A-list in wrestling. Roman Reigns would be up there.
Oh, you're so but difficult,
I know,
bro.
Seth Rollins.
Roman Reigns overrated, bro. He's just hot.
So is it a no then, bro? So, because
but if we can
everything
still get him on the show.
Right. Everything else is right,
yeah,
but
I know,
yours.
Man. I know. I got hope for us. I think we'll be all right. But I have to say no to Seth Rollins. But can we still get him on the show? Can you please help us out?
Kyle Urban never got back to us. That's crazy.
Hey, speaking of. All right. So one more time, guys. Go around the room. What are we after?
26/27-year-old male.
Open it up, Mark.
Employed.
And can get us an A-list celebrity interview. Remember, if the shoe fits, don't wear it.
Share it.
This is the Morning Shift.
How much better can I show my love?
Shifters, let's take a little breath. Let's breathe in. Breathe out. I actually wasn't going to talk about this on the show. Because I know we can. Because I wasn't sure if I wanted to share anything, like good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
Good because, you know, I went to go see. I don't even know if she would categorize herself as a medium. I just felt like she was
a spiritual
person. And so this has been kind of in the works for a year and a half because I got a lead from a couple that went. And when they explained to me the session that they had with her, like it was a missable some of the things that she said. And my mate, they went as a couple, and my mate is a very guarded person, and he's almost like, I don't believe in that stuff. And she had a message from one of his friends who had passed, And the details that she was saying, he just kind of broke down. He was like, How would you know this? How would you know this? And someone actually put it on the page over the weekend. They said, I hope Jordan talks about his experience, because I've had three and it was incredibly healing. But I do want to kind of preface this chat with, I don't think we can be flippant and saying anyone you go to, you're going to have this experience, mm-hmm. and it's safe. Like, I can only speak from mine, and I would be very careful in this pseudo-spiritual new wave we're kind of getting, where, you know, I think there should be caution in doing this. Uh-huh. So because I had a good lead and I got this lady's number, I start texting her, and we were setting up our appointment about a year and a half ago. And then she got into a real bad car accident. She said, love, I'm so sorry. Like, I need kind of 6 months to heal. She's 80 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so I kind of just forgot about it. And then we do date nights with my partner, and she's like, guess what we're doing like next week? And I was like, what? She was like, I booked us in to see that lady you were trying to book us in with. So I was like, mean. And at, you know, some people were like, oh, Brooke too was like, don't go together. They might like reveal something. But I was so excited and I was happy to. And so when we went there, you know, you can't.
You were genuinely excited though, because I bumped into him, Mark, maybe 2 hours or 3 hours before.
Mm.
And I was, are you still going to do it? But like, I could see the genuine excitement of, bloody oath, I'm still going to do it.
Yeah, because I'm so interested in the other side. You know, how.
So how did it go?
I'm getting there, Mark.
Well, you said, you're excited to do it. You've done it.
You can't make muffins in 1 minute, all right? I'm still baking, brother. Right? Lick the spoon. So, lick the spoon. No. So, we get there and we're sitting in the car and we're 15 minutes early. And so we're kind of like, do we go now? Should we go for a drive? And I was just like, well, what are you expecting from this? And I kind of told my partner, I said, you know, there was a message that I would have liked. I had a dear friend pass. I named my son after him, actually. But I was thinking, don't go in there thinking anything. Like, just be open to whatever's going to happen. So that's kind of like a reset. So we get in there and we open the door, and she's 80 years old. She seems a bit frail, but strong spirit, very kind eyes. We just went to her house, you know. Her husband, like, he was very warm, and she was like, okay, let's go through to my office. So we sit down, and I just said to her, look, I don't know how this works. I don't know if we should do it individually. I don't know if we should do it as a couple, or we should, you know, there might be things my partner wants to. And she was like, no, it's fine. You guys are fine. You can do it together. It's fine. So then we get into it, and I'm a very vibey kind of dude. Like, I come from church, and I grew up in church. And so I've experienced things, and I kind of believe that there are other things out there, that other entities that can inform us and things like that. But if I get the ick, like, I'm not staying to the end of the session. You know what I mean? Like, we out of there. But she was so sensitive of how we were feeling. She seemed so responsible with what she had to say. And I always feel like she was checking in on us.
You felt safe.
I felt safe. And what I'm willing to share about it was, all I told her was my name and my date of birth. And she goes, I think this could be, is your grandfather passed? And I said, it was on my mum's side. I said, no, he hasn't passed yet. And she said, I think this is your, oh. And then I realized, like, my great-grandfather, who passed when I was probably like 9, but I remember I have very fond memories of my great-grandfather. Like, he was so much fun. He owned a farm in Tauranga. He was like a young spirit. He was just always keen for us to stay up late, eat more food than we were allowed, you know, just like the most kind, loving, fun man. And he was like, this guy's funny. And then she goes, he's Scottish.
Buzzy.
And I was like, oh, wow. because you're looking at me.
Yeah.
I never told her nothing. You wouldn't say I'm Scottish. And then I go, how do you know that? She goes, he's playing bagpipes, but they're not good. And he's laughing about it. And then, well, at that moment, I kind of was like, you know, you can take this thing however you want.
Is that when you bought in? I'm not bought in, but.
Yeah.
You were like, okay, yeah.
Like I'm more open to like, and you know, he was just saying like he's proud of you. He was like, he likes your partner. There were other things said, but I don't wanna go into it. Like there were some very cool things that were said, you know, from even my partner's side, and but yeah, it was a great experience, and it was a reminder to me that like there is so much going on than what we can just see, and it was a positive experience. And one thing she said was like, you're the people around you that are speaking throughout our session, like she's like, these are very good people, like very good energy. And I was just thinking, man, in some sessions you'd probably get some dark energy. you'd probably get some other things. And then, and there were things that were said that my partner confirmed, you know, like how would you know that? How would you? But I just think it's interesting. And
did she say anything about Brooke?
No.
Oh.
But you know what I will say? I don't know if she said that. She kind of said, like, whatever you're doing, like, you started a new chapter, I think it's going to go well for you. In relation to
Spark like work.
So we might be on here, boys. Morning Shift might be on here. No, but sorry, I know that it might be annoying listening to this because I'm like reserved in what I want to say, but I think some things should be sacred, but I had a very positive experience. I didn't have one where I felt like I need to go back to every month.
Mm.
It's not like it was.
How long was it?
Her sessions were an hour and a half, but we went for 2 hours. Bro, and you had to keep your eyes closed the whole time, bro. I was like, wow. Just getting me at the end. Like, come on, wrap it up. Nah. But no, it was great. But I just want to preface, I don't think all people that say they can do this are necessarily the same. I think you need to feel safe. I think you should have a lead from people that you trust. Maybe if you're looking for someone who's had a good experience. But it was really special.
Before you go, what was your biggest takeaway? Now you've left it. What's your biggest takeaway from it? Maybe not necessarily the conversation you had, but
yeah,
just,
spiritually.
Yeah.
Is there something out there?
I think our DNA and where we come from, like that lineage, can inform us so much about who we are. And where we're going. But also, and she kind of said this too, like, what I'm saying, you can go change it. This is still completely up to you. But she talked about the idea of like human clocks and our different times. And she reflected on my life and she was able to note different experiences in that human clock time period.
Oh, wow.
And when they're changing over. And she said, we got to remember, like, not all our clocks are happy. You know? And that's coming back to those seasons. That sounds wishy-washy. I know. I'm a wishy-washy guy. But I loved it. It was great.
Oh, my God.
Love that for you.
Yeah.
You said exactly the amount that I thought you would say when you were going to talk about it.
I'll give you guys the rundown after this. I just can't. I know, but
that's so similar to what my mother-in-law went through. When she went and saw it, and she just left everyone in this point where you're like, but like, you got to keep it close. Understand that.
It was so interesting. Come back to my great grandfather. My great grandfather is Scottish. His last name's Cruikshank. So my maiden name is Cruikshank. So the Scottish thing really got me because no one talks about that kind of. How would you know that heritage part of me? But it's so, I'd forgotten about my great grandfather. Like, I remember the memories, but she said, he's like really. Really built, and he's got a great pair of abs, and I was like, you're just thinking like, this is ridiculous. But then you go, oh my gosh, like I remember this photo on the wall, and my grandfather was like shirtless, with like farming, and I always remember thinking like, fuck, great grandfather got a rig, like he was strong. Ripped. But then I remember he always used to get me and my cousin to like flex our muscles, and it's like, as soon as she said that, my brain was like details that I've forgotten. I was like, oh my gosh.
It served its purpose.
Yeah, and you can take that however you want. Oh, I've said the same thing, but it was awesome.
Love that for you.
This is The Morning Shift.
Shifters, I know we played this song a little bit earlier on in the show, but just to set the scene, we're trying to give you everything around these ways. I feel very lucky.
Hell yeah!
I feel very lucky that we have this privilege to play this out for you. Now, I don't want to call us the Vibe Masters.
Oh, we are.
But we might have a Masters in our vibes.
Oh! Oh!
And you know who else does?
That's a bar.
Sir O'Reilly does.
Now, this is Sir O'Reilly, right? Play
this
now.
This is Sir O'Reilly.
Everyone knows.
This song has gone around the world. It's one of the biggest songs from so here, Cyril, there, and everywhere.
Sorry, I'm out of the loop here. So, is Cyril a DJ?
Kororak.
Get on TikTok, Mark. It's all happening on TikTok.
Catch me up.
Seven, so, really quickly.
He's a DJ.
Yeah, he's a DJ who has been remixing songs for probably like the last...
Kiwi?
Australian.
Oh, really?
Full Bogan. You could have been more Bogan than this guy.
Yes.
And I'm here for it. He actually opened for the Broncos the other day.
Oh, where?
Like, he's moving. He's traveling around the world. But found time to send us a brand new song.
Now, why did he find time?
Well, I was pissing him. I kept probing. I said,
we put a video up of one of his songs for a vibe check on TikTok. Got millions of views, and like he was just like stoked on it. So,
if you might have remembered, Jordan said, "What'd you say about Celine and being pristine?"
Celine, pristine, Celine Dion, because we on, you know.
Well, we have it. Strap yourselves in. Oh, put your seatbelts on. Put them on a little bit tighter, because this is going to be the full song. And the thing about this is the only place you can hear it, because it's not dropping around the world, is on the Morning Shift.
Exclusive.
Here it is, family. We're going
back
to Celine. It builds.
He gonna hit us with the boat.
And builds.
Damn.
And builds.
Every night in my dreams, I see you. I feel you, that is how I know you go far across the distance.
I'm waiting.
And spaces between us, you have come to show you.
Oh,
front door.
Cyril, we got plans for you, bro.
Oh.
We're going to collapse. We're going to collab.
The only place that you are going to hear that around the world, guys, is on the morning shift.
Damn.
Cyril Riley, let's be friends.
Get me out of the water.
Come on.
You're welcome. Sunk on that one.
You're welcome.
We good.
This is the morning shift.
Yeah! That's the penalty, and that's the game. All Blacks into the semi-finals.
Hey, we're not done, dog. I want three. I want back-to-back.
Flex those biceps, Sean Johnson.
That is enormous.
He says, Sydney, you want to see the anti-hero? Here I am.
Wild celebration for a goal from his wildest dreams.
The Weekend Sports Wrap, brought to you by Two Times You. Train harder, recover faster.
Vahakolo going to try and take on the outside. Caitlin Vahakolo! Take on the outside, she did. And Vahakolo gets a second.
Edge is speaking. Weekend Sports Wrap. We're Two Times You, official compression partners of the One New Zealand Warriors. If Dallin can snake a try just before halftime, then why can't you? Huh?
Oh, absolutely.
And we are whānau, and we love and support our very own during tough times, but we celebrate them during wonderful times. Congratulations, the Blues.
NRB Blues. Ladies and gentlemen, your 2024 Sky Super Rugby O-Picking champions, the NRB Blues. Cheers.
What a game. What a game, beating Chiefs Manawa 24-18 on Saturday night. And you know what? Why us talk about it? Why not talk it to it? Yeah, let's talk the game through with your very sister, the MVP, Caitlin Vahakolo.
Right now on the line, though, we have MVP. my little sister. She's an absolute beast. MVP. We have the best winger in world rugby right now. I'm going to say it. Caitlin Vahakolo. NIB Blues player and O-Picky champion up to the weekend!
Yes!
Kia ora, sis. How are you?
I am living the dream. I'm so happy. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm living the dream in some aspect too, definitely.
Bloody oath. Hey, sis, run us through Saturday night's game, because the game itself was just incredible, but you guys kind of come back at the very end. I see you jumping around and she butted the ball with like 3 minutes to go. Like, it was an amazing game.
Thank you. I think we definitely made it hard for ourselves. I definitely kept all our families watching on their toes, but it was definitely a fight to the 80th minute. I'm so proud of our team. I think that we really dug deep and we did what we had to do and we got the win. So, yay!
I love that.
Yo, that is rugby chat, if ever I've heard it. I love it, Caitlin. Every single part of that.
Rugby chat.
Oi, tell us about what's different with this team. Like, this is a squad, your team. I mean, you've played a full season with them now. Like, What do you see in this team that took you guys to the championship?
I think what sets us apart from other teams is our love and trust with one another. Our off-field connection is actually like one of the best team environments I've ever been in. And I feel like last year we had the same thing, but we weren't really able to transfer onto the field. Mm. But we were finally able to do that this year. And that is what I think.
Oh my goodness. You've hit something on the head that's been probably what most people would say in the men's grade is the big difference, that the Blues cannot connect. And you've been able to bring a group of girls together from the same region and take out the chip. Like, that's what you've said is profound, because it seems to be like the chat that everyone talks about with the Blues in the men's grade. It's hard to bring all these teams together. So many different regions, you know, everyone's bringing it to, it's a big, but you guys have done it. You guys are the champs for 2024.
How'd you celebrate, sis? Because I ended up partying with your team. I don't know how I ended up partying with them, but I ended up partying them on Saturday night and you weren't there.
Where that group?
I ended up at Danny Doolin's bar. We don't have to, you know, point fingers at 3 a.m. But I was there with the team.
Cool. So just quickly, the team stuff's great. That's awesome. But like for you personally, I know your season started like a little bit shaky, probably for you. But we've just seen such the growth in you as a player. You got MVP of the game. Mm. You're able to, obviously it's a team sport, but you dotted down twice in the final. What has been your process over the season and kind of your reflection? I know it's just finished. I know you're about to go into Black Ferns camp. Ha ha ha, national team and that. what's been your personal assessment for you this season? Because I honestly think you're the best. Maybe back in women's rugby too, like definitely winger, but that is a bit biased.
You're the best player in the world, sis.
But you weren't, to be honest. Like I'm gonna put it out there. You were getting there, but I wouldn't say that last season or the start of the season.
So what's it been like for you?
Yeah, I feel like I've had so much support. Like, I have had so many people believe in me. I have absolutely no excuse to not to progress the way that I have. Mm. I feel like everyone around me is constantly reminding me that I have a standard that I need to set. And I'm so competitive. I feel like I want to be better than everyone. I don't even, that is like, I'm just so hungry to learn. And people saying to, like, encouraging me about being the best in the world, I genuinely now believe that I can be the best in the world. So I feel like I train that way now, whereas before I didn't really, because I didn't really believe in myself. But yeah, I just feel like I have no excuse to fail if I have all the support around me. So yeah.
We love that.
Sis, you can tell me to shut the hell up because you might not be able to say anything because you're on contract. But is there any, like, obviously there's a new league team that's coming in with the Warriors. Sevens is one thing. Like, what's the future look like for you? Or just say shut up, bro.
No, my next goal is to make the World Cup team in 2025. But I have, like, on my bucket list, I really, really want to play for the Warriors one day. I just want to play one season. That is one of my goals. So, yeah. That's all I know.
We ain't doing that.
No,
we ain't doing
that.
I'm sorry. Kaylin's spiritual agent is on the phone right now. Me. What we're going to do is we're going to finish that World Cup, and then we're going to go get Olympic medal with the Sevens. Okay, that's what we're going to do, and then you can play at the Warriors. Okay.
Okay. I forgot that you're the boss of me. Thank you.
Nah, I'm kidding. We love you so much, and obviously, a bit biased because you're my sister, but support you always, and congratulations.
Everybody.
Win or lose, we love you, but hey, you won.
Love
champions!
You,
love you.
Shots us.
Love that. And if you watch that game, what a final from those girls. I watched
sides.
The game. But that's what I mean, 100%. Like, the last 10 minutes... I think Chiefs were up 18-10. And you know, one of those games where you just kind of feel like the Chiefs had it?
Yeah.
Like they were keeping Blues down in their zone, and then somehow, with an amazing team effort, those Blues girls came back to win 24-18. It was spectacular. And
what about this,
know,
Jordan?
So, can I ask, oh yes.
I want to ask you. It's one thing to, like, be a fan of a team, right? It's another whole different level, and I know there'll be a lot of shifters out here who have felt this way again, having a family member in that team. Mm. But I then want to go another level. You're actually the brother of probably the most dominant player right now in their code, in Caitlin. Like, I don't think you could find a player in the world right now in any sport where the ball is given to them and it's a certified dub.
Yeah, if you're picking a team,
yeah,
you're drafting
it's
a player.
Very, it's very kind words.
No, you know, but
we're
I
trying
mean
to be humble
that.
Here, but you're right.
That's crazy.
You know, when you asked me that question, Mark, and I sat in the stands with my son watching his auntie, and there's, you know, he doesn't quite understand, but he'll see auntie on the screen.
Mm.
And I reflect on, you know, we had her in for a chat a year ago, and we reflected on her journey, and, you know, as a family member, you're so amped because I remember the days when she just couldn't see herself as this person that she is, but she put in the work. When she was in a darker place, she believed the people around her that said keep going, and she decided to, like, you know, fight for herself, and then she found sport, and she's just had a great run. But this year in particular, there's been like a switch in her brain where she goes, to be great, you've got to do, like, reps, and you've got to work hard. But you can do as many reps as you want, but you need something else as an edge that's going to take you over. And I think this season, she's been able to become more skillful. She's getting more of a read on the game. And as you heard in her conversation, her thing was just like, I've had so much support. Why can't I win? You know, why can't I go out? Why would I want to get in my own way? I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but she, in one of her seasons with the Black Ferns, the mental health skills coach said, this is like some of the worst case I've seen of someone, like, in their mental, like, you just block yourself all the time.
Self-doubt.
I was thinking in my head when she told me that, is that the right thing to say to a player? Like, I think they'll make it worse. But she took that as like, oh my gosh, I need to change. I need to change up here. I need to change my thing. And yeah, I'm just, as a family member, I'm just so proud. Win or lose, I'm proud, but getting it done, it's amazing.
And watching the whole game, but while we're talking about Caitlin as well, there's one thing that every athlete wants. There's a factor that every athlete wants, and it's the it factor. And boy, does she have it in a bunch. She is, every time she gets the ball, you just think, okay, something's happening. And there's there's very few players in any sport that have that, and she has the it factor. Yeah,
she got my speed. That's what's it. I do want to say one more thing. Sorry, Mark. I know this is... chill.
Come on
chill.
Now.
That's disgusting.
Come on now.
I want to say this before we wrap this up with this news break. There's kind of this sense in women's rugby, like, I feel like we're begging people to go. And this season, and I probably wouldn't have watched every game, I'm going to be honest, if my sister wasn't involved, but watching their games this season, it's, if not better than the men's game. There's like, there's so much energy. There's
it's 100%
hits.
Better. It's 100% They're, better. And I can tell you why it's 100%
maybe
better.
Maybe we don't need to pit them against each other, Mark, but...
No, but as a viewer, as a viewer, it's better rugby to watch because it isn't as structurally boring as what we've got because it's overcoached now. Men's rugby is hard to watch. You watch Super Rugby, it's way different product. Whereas there's still a gleeful, throw the ball entertainment around everything I've watched when I've watched the Opiki games. Like that has, there's a definite difference. And I'm not afraid to compare the two in the sense that I'm not comparing men versus women here. I'm comparing games that I enjoy watching. And 100% the product is much better in Opiki because it isn't as sanitized, it isn't as overtrained. And I'm not having a go at the dudes, but this is...
No, I don't.
We've still got some fun rugby we can watch
here. It's a gold mine if we can, if NZR, if whoever... I don't even know if it's NZR. Whoever can actually, like...
Convince.
Get the marketing right. Get the put some money into it. Because they're amazing games. That's all I want to say. I feel like we're simping, like... And I know the girls, like, because I have a sister, she's like, they feel bad about no one coming, and then they've got to personally go out and try and get people to buy tickets. I'm like, worry about playing the game.
Yeah.
Whoever's actually, like, owns these teams or, like, is in charge, do better and, like, put some marketing behind because the games are amazing.
They are, and a big shout-out to all the shifters that went along as well.
Yeah,
I know
100%.
Caitlin put a shout-out out on the page. It wasn't a desperate shout-out. It was like, hey, just come have a watch. You know, you'll enjoy yourselves. For all the shifters all the shifters that went along on Saturday, good for you. I saw plenty of you guys also at the Warriors.
Ah!
Mm-mm. They did it tough. It was shabby weather. It
we
was a
won. We won on Saturday,
crowd
baby. I don't care.
At Go Media Stadium, playing from behind the whole game.
Bro.
It was crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're...
That's that one.
Already this season, hang on! Down! Watani Zalesniak! He's being chased by Jerry Evans in vain! And Dallin, Watani Zalesniak, pinches one in the shadows of halftime, in the rain, at Go Media Stadium, which erupts against what they expected.
I'm going to... Boys, I was standing on the sideline and ready to go on for the halftime show, right? Yeah. As Dallin took that intercept, I screamed down the sideline after I was like, go, Dallin! In fact, I had to have my minder, who stands with me the whole game, almost tackle me off the field because I was just so swept away. Everyone was waiting for a moment, and it just wasn't happening for the Warriors. They were down. It was just looking like it was just a tough grind and we're going to lose that game.
Down 16-0.
Oh, and Dallin got that intercept. Everyone was just like, that's the spark. That's what we need. And then all of a sudden, second half starts.
Yeah.
Manly get back up on top. Daly Cherry-Evans easily played his best game of the season against us. He would, typically. Both teams missed chances to win it. But I think you're right, Jordan. I think this, like, the draw.
That's a win, bro.
It was a perfect 22-all draw. Like, that's a win considering,
like,
what we were doing.
Like, a minute ago, what would they have been paying to win? Like... That was a win for us,
but,
you know, and we gave ourselves more chance than them in the golden time. You know what I mean? Like, it was incredible.
This self-belief is such an important thing for
isn't
athletes.
Isn't it? It is. So
and Warriors good. Have self-belief. 16-0.
Yeah.
I'm talking pre-Andrew Webster. 16-0. It's a wrap.
It ain't happening.
But even watching as a fan, I was like, it's not working for us. But now I have a self-belief as a fan and go, there's a chance. And slowly but surely, they give themselves a chance. I will take a draw for that game.
Mm-hmm.
Seagulls good too. Seagulls are very good. Mm. So we'll take that.
And also, whoever's performance coach or training, our boys were fit. I didn't see no one dropping, like having cramps or like that. They were washed, but they were still going. They were fit. It was really
and
good.
We went and hope he gets better. Jazz Tavanga, we went down. He went off quite early in the second half, was it?
Got us a pie though.
Yeah, got us a pie. But it, man, you know, then you're playing without the interchanges that you thought you'd have.
Dylan Walker wasn't there as well.
Yeah,
similar stuff.
That's why my voice sounds.
You feel
the way
for
it
Tohu
was.
Though, eh? You feel for Tohu, but
he looked wrecked. Hey, that ponytail.
Again? do you like talk to Sean and be like, you didn't want it when he was sick? I know. No one be more mad at himself than for that. But you know, they gave us a chance.
Nah, I love that team right now, man.
Yeah.
they're it. And I think they can win the whole thing too.
You know what? A team that we should all know a lot more about, especially after this season, is the rise of the Wellington Phoenix, beating third place Melbourne Victory to secure a top two finish for the first time in the club's history, and a home semi in the A-League finals on Friday night. Knicks face the Jets on Newcastle, Friday night, this Friday night coming up, and then MacArthur. So they've got 2 weeks left of the season. But, man, what a way to seal it.
It was incredible. And the crowd's good down there right now. The weather was terrible. But I'll be honest with you, I haven't watched many Knicks games. This is probably the first one I've watched in ever. But I watched it at the very end, and it was... I see the hype behind it at the moment as well. So shout out to those boys. If they get a home final.
Now Van Hattem can deliver.
There you go.
And does into the six yard area and into the back of the net. And would you believe it?
Two.
Simon with his first A-League men's goal has won it for Wellington.
Good on the Knicks.
Go to boys.
You know what? They're going to play in front of a home crowd, which is the first big thing. That I know how hard it is for New Zealand franchises to go overseas to then play their semis and play on the playoffs. It's too tough. You've got to try and get yourself a home semi, and this is what they've achieved this season. If not, they could still win. They could still be top of the table.
Yeah.
So that's super cool for them. And now we can finish with the sports wrap around the Masters or the UFC, gentlemen. Which one are you going
to
choose?
We'll get to the Masters, bro. We do the UFC because you owe them an apology. Maybe we too. I was on your boat. Waka and I should hop off because you owe them an apology.
Okay. So Scotty Scheffler holds a narrow one-shot lead at the night. This is the sound of the great Max Holloway looking a certain wind in the eye. That is the sound of a man saying, you know what? I could probably win here on points, but nah, I'm a point in the middle of the ring, and I'm going to start throwing down. Here's Max, the man of the moment.
Hey, first things first, give it up to Gaethje, a real beer man.
Yes.
He had so much to lose, and nothing that came from this fight, but he gave it to me for you guys.
The fact that you have won the BMF title is so appropriate. The fact that you called, you stood there with 10 seconds to go and pointed at the center of the octagon and put Justin Gaethje away. It's one of the most special performances I've ever seen in my life.
All I gotta say, I'm him. Wow. I'm him, guys. There's an El Matador. He is running away from Magoo.
He is
145.
Running.
Tell him to sign the gun contract. Spain, Hawaii, wherever.
Max Holloway. Did Max Holloway literally single-handedly put the... save UFC. Put the resurrection on the UFC.
Man, I think he
did.
He understood the moment, and I think he can read the room that maybe their eyes aren't what they used to be. If you didn't watch the fight, I watched the fight, and he picked him apart. And that's why it makes him more incredible at the very
end. Can you explain the context of that? Because I don't think people are understanding from the audio necessarily.
Well, for starters, Max Holloway was the underdog, and like heavy underdog going into the fight.
Yeah, Gaethje's a bad man.
Bad man. It's the BMF title. It's a five-round fight. Max Holloway, in my eyes, he probably won every round, but maybe drop one. But
either way, that's a maybe. He was like clearly going
to
win.
Either way, he was winning the fight if it went to decision. There's 15 seconds to go on the clock. He points to the middle of the ground, to the middle of the ring, and says, let's just throw hands.
And fight talk, that's like giving
a chance.
Anything can happen in a fight. You get clipped. He's basically giving him a, like, this is the moment if you want it.
When you point to the middle of the ring, and with 1 second to go, the cleanest knockout that I have seen, and Gaethje was sleeping and eating the ring. It was incredible.
Like, I think Max Holloway, we can nickname him Maui Holloway, because him. And he did it in the in the flower tights too. You know what I mean? But one thing I think, you know, and apologies to the UFC, we've kind of ragged on UFC a little bit. As critical fans, you know what I mean? But I think it's a reminder. Like, and I love that it was the BMF belt, because people dog on the BMF belt. It's not a real belt. But Max had such a performance. He reminded us as fans, like, in this sport, where anything goes, like, when you are him and you are the BMF, it does matter. Like, watching the ex-champions react, their shock, watching the stadium, all their energy, grabbing their heads, you know, like, in disbelief. Because Gaethje, he beats people up. Like, people are scared to fight that guy, and to do it in that fashion. And I think people thought after his Alex Volkanovski loss, he sometimes is seen as a fighter who's got, he's got that in him, but he's got so much work rate, he kind of just gets the decision, blows him out of the water, and wins. So to do it in that fashion, bro, I think just reminds people. But we had an interesting point Mark brought up about the conference with Dana White.
When he the idea that because there was a it seemed like a setup anyway, where he was going to take the fight purse and say, you know, go from 50K.
So what should I do?
Yeah, it's what should I do with it? And because it's like, you know, UFC 300, to make it into 300K, and this was going to be the payouts, right? And Dana just so easily said, okay then, as if it was no thing. And I thought,
I didn't like that either.
The look that that gave was like, okay, so we could be paying these fighters
they got their the money.
Worth a lot more than what they're paying them.
And you knew it'd be clipped, so it was definitely for views.
Totally. And then he's just like, yeah, but what it does, the negative effect is like, you're clearly making bank on these fighters, and now, and you can quite easily just throw it from 50K to 300K. That's alarming.
And we know it's a business, and we know that the fighters sign up to be in this business, but I feel like it kind of, at the time, it kind of validated our point of like, I think UFC need to do something. And Max Holloway got both bonuses, fight of the night
rightfully
and
so
knockout of the night. So he got 600,000 on top of his fight.
Congratulations, by the way.
Well, just to keep the door completely stomped down, UFC announcing McGregor taking on Chandler, June 26th.
303.
Honestly, June 29th. Satellite, June 29th. UFC International Fight Week. McGregor versus Chandler.
Don't care.
It won't happen.
I'm off McGregor now.
I don't think it will happen.
He gave us such a moment
you'll
in time,
care.
Like in his UFC career.
You'll care.
Don't want to hear it anymore.
You little cutie, you'll
like,
be back.
I want to see Max beat Conor up. That's what I want to see.
Chandler,
I want to see that rematch.
Chandler can go toes.
Mm-hmm. I'll be watching that
I'll be watching that one too.
I'll definitely be watching that
okay,
one.
I'm going to watch, but.
All right, that's your sports for another week. Thank you to Two Times You.
Two Times You for you. Hey, guys, that's the show.
Big show.
Big show. Grassroots 60 Tour.
Woo!
Available midday for pre-sale link for people in Australia that want to go to that. Don't forget that. And check on your people. We love you.
This is The Shift. The Shift.
Go home, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go home.
The Morning Shift.
I'm going to make him an offer he can with you.
The Shift.
I love you.
This is The Shift.
Got it.
Okay.
I'm like some burger.
Let's get it. Another successful show in the books. Thank you to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. Stop paying too much. It's New Zealand's number one online pharmacy. Chemistwarehouse.co.nz. Do your shopping online. Click and collect. It's all yours.